Yes, let's start the Gemara. The verse says, "Amav zera tatim is any day amav." Elam mitesh shikafu beisul yai nimsu peiful lach bebalsav nimsu tatim or chatsi mana. That's straightforward. Rashi says she kofel a base of yain with amet hanakama chatsiluk with whom amelu so kofel mami bebasa. The heavy money to come shnei tatimim. That's what the Rambam passes that a money is that a tatima is half of a money. The verse says Amar Avchana bar Molda Amar Rabbi Yehuna Einu chayiv. Just a conjecture. Halacha Moshe Sinai, these halachas. The Rambam says all these halachas are halacha mipi haKabbalah. So how did this machlokes come about? From the Gracie and Tanakhama. The Gracie had a double shear, Tanakhama had a single shear. Yeah, I mean, not a kasha, not as a kasha, just a conjecture. He has to do it twice. So maybe that's how the confusion came about. They had a shear of. They had a shear of a mona buser and a leg yayim. Is that for both achilas or only for one achilas? Anyway, who knows? So the Amar Rav Chana by Molda Amar Rav Huna. Ein echay vachikach buser bezoil v'yoychal yayim bezoil v'yishte. B'ksiv zoil v'zayvei. So, what's the drasha? What's the reason? So Rashi says yayim bezoil aval v'yoychal loyishikrei mois lignev kuliay v'lei mimshach. Expensive wine. It's going to be hard for him to come up with the money, so he's not going to be nimshach. So therefore, it has to be yayin bezel. Even though the Mishnah says yayin etalki, Rashi means yayin etalki is mishubuch. So you have to say, yeah, it's mishubuch to good wine, but he gets it for cheap. He buys it in Costco or something. Zelo loshin zel. That's the drasha. Zel cheap. They are smachtel imulso. I don't know how Rashi knows this in Asmachta. In the Rambam, I thought, we'll see soon the Diyuk inside more, but I thought in the Rambam's Meduyuk that he puts this halacha, I mentioned yesterday, he puts this halacha of Basar B'Zoil and Yayin B'Zoil, the Rambam, he puts it together with the halachas of Zoil V'Saveh, not with the halachas of Leim Mishach. We'll see in the Rambam inside. You know, maybe we'll wait. Even though I said yesterday, I'll wait again, because it belongs to the next lines of the Gemara. The Gemara goes by to the Omer Rechana by Melda Omer Avuna Eine Chai Vat Sheyechul Bosa Chai V'yishte Yain At Sheyechul Bosa Chai V'yishte Yain Chai. So it has to be Bosa Chai, raw meat, and Yain Chai. That means uncut wine. Ekti Mo Yini V'rabba Reisif Dami Tuvayu Ochul Bosa Chai V'shosu Yain Chai Eine Nasa Ben Soyer Mer. Okay, if it's raw or uncut, then he's not a Ben Soyer Mer. Om Ravino Yain Chai Mozul V'loi Mozul Bosa Chai Bosu V'loi Bosu Kibosu Kibosu kibi de achli gandhi. So it has to be mazuk and ena mazuk, in between. And the basar has to be chai ve ena chai. What's the reason for all this? What does Rashi say? Yayin chai, mimshuch. First of all, Rashi says the reason why it has to be chai, the maskana chai doesn't mean totally chai. Chai means not mazuk completely. The reason why it shouldn't be mazuk completely is because it's more mashuch if it's not mazuk completely. So it says in Rashi, if the wine is not mozuk totally, then it's more meshubuch. A little bit strange. How can you say that? If the derech was to be mozuk the wine completely, how can it be more meshubuch if you're not mozuk? So Rashi behemshich says beferish that the lekami mukul of mozuk le mozuk of abasu yain mozuk le mimshuch. If it's yain mozuk completely, it's le mimshuch because he said because it's not meshubuch. Basu chay can farsh to come out. Basu le basu the zui midas ganav le meyer. Aval bashal shapir le mimshuch le mevut ki haygav nu efishim etek shugana v'isa v'seisa en le shuhus. So Rashi learns the reason why by basar it's going to be raw meat altogether not mashuch. That we understand, I guess. That Rashi doesn't have to explain raw meat is not mashuch, and fully cooked meat maybe they're good, but he's a ganav, he doesn't have time to eat fully cooked meat, so it won't be mashuch. Amar Ravina yayin chay tekom refuna mozuk v'lo mozuk lapuke hecha de nosin by mayim harbe bap v'shirev ne'odim shesim pe. Most people do drink mozuk mayim harbe, but it's still more mashubach. Most people don't know a good thing, so most people are mozuk completely. maybe it's they could drink it without getting drunk, but it's really more mishubach if it's not muzzled completely. That's how Rashi learns. Well, so keep it achle gami, kviya begachol, the chmasa be'erbin, and nichbe v'neichol, v'zvachem apuki kvava delay. Anyway, the kids say Rashi learns that this is halacha. Rashi Kaseder learns all these halachas. Halachas are being meshach. So if the yayin is totally, fully muzzled, so it's not so meshach. Even though most people do it, it's not so meshach. It's chai. It's also not so meshach. If the boser is chai, it's not meshach. If the boser is mevushel kol tzorchai, it's also not meshach for a different reason. Because he's a ganav. How's he going to keep it up? He doesn't have time to for such habits. So it has to be in between. The Rambam talked about this actually. He talked about this at the beginning of the parak. But now we're actually here, so we'll take another look. The Rambam seems to be strange. The Rambam brings this halacha twice. In halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Achila zushu chayavale dvarim har b'yeshben b'mkulam halacha mipia kabbalah." We've seen this Rambam many times. The whole of all the parameters of this achila, they're all halacha mipia kabbalah. In the chayav skila sheikum shalav b'yiknabasa b'zoil v'yayim b'zoil. He has to steal mishalovav, and he has to eat, and he has to buy basar bezoil and yayin bezoil. V'yechol yishtachus mishasovav bechabur shekulum reikonim upchusim. V'yechol habasar chai ve'ena chai. The basar should be chai and not chai. Mevushal ve'ena mevushal. Those are synonymous terms. Chai ve'ena chai. It's raw, but it's not raw. We're not synonymous terms. It's opposite terms. It's chai, it's not totally chai. It's mevushal, but it's not totally mevushal. G'derech shaganovim eichlim. Like another meat. V'yishda hayayin mozug. Here it doesn't say mozug v'ena mozug. Maybe in the Frankel it's better, it's different. Or symmetry should be, you should say mozug v'ena mozug. Yishda hayayin mozug v'ena mozug. Kederach shah gagaronim shaysim. Kul shayich l'mishkul chamishim dinor mibosu zeh b'melug ma'achas. He has to eat the shir of a tatimor, chamishim dinor. B'melug ma'achas, in one dish. The Rambam's dish is most of this. What's the span over here? Is it kvechilis pas? How much? So Rambam says it's b'melug ma'achas. The Mulug Ma'achas. Mulug Ma'achas is a course. In one course. It doesn't seem to have a shir of Dechil Espas or anything, but it has to be in one course. V'yishte chatzi loy miyayin zeh bevas achas. So anyway, so the Ram here says that it has to be, so the Ram says that halacha, the boser has to be chai ve'ene chai, mulushul ve'ene mulushul, the yayin has to be mozug ve'ene mozug. Well, included in this, well, it's included in halacha beis, all the halachas of the halachas mipia kabbalah, how this achila has to be done. And then the Rambam has other halachas about achilas mitzvah and achilas havera and basar behem and not basar oif. And then at halacha dalet, quite a while later, the Rambam says, ochel basar chai, v'shosa chai yayin chai, if he ate the basar raw or he drank the wine raw, potter, shezeh kerihu, v'ein olam yochel yimashach b'zeh, because that's a mikra and a person can't keep it up. It's very unusual to eat raw meat. Not going to be able to be habitual. So what's going on? The Rambam said this already in Halacha Beis. Halacha Mipia Kabbalah. Why is he kaifel Halacha now? And he's only kaifel half the Halacha. Before the Rambam said the boss has to be chai v'ena chai, mevushal v'ena mevushal. The ayin has to be mozug v'ena mozug. Now the Rambam is only repeating half the Halacha. That if the boss was totally chai, then he's potter because it's a mikra. If the ayin was totally not mozug, then he's potter because it's a mikra. And what happened to the other half of the halacha? If already the Ram is doing chazara, so he should give me the other half of the halacha as well. So what's going on? Why is Ram chazara? Why is Ram repeating himself, and why is he only repeating half of the halacha?
What's it? So can we say the first Rambam that's Mipiyah Kabbalah, that's Lafuke, something that's fully cooked?
Right. So I think that's the pshat. But what's the pshat? But the Maaseh of the Ram at the beginning said Boshul Chai Veina Chai, Mavushul Veina Mavushul. And now and so he did say both sides. But I think for Etzim you're right. The Rambam learns. I think what's going on in the Rambam is that the Rambam learns that the halachas mipi ha-kabbalah, those are the halachas of what defines a zayil v'soyde. What's a zayla b'sayla? What's called in achila mechuleres of a ben tzayim meira? So the Rambam gives me a list of the qualities of an achila of an achila zayla b'sayla. Those qualities are one of those qualities. Two of those qualities are that the basar should be. We'll start with the yayin. That the yayin should be kederech shagagaronim shaisim. It should be the way the drunks drink. The drunks, when they drink the wine, they drink it. They drink it not fully cut. The kederech shagagaronim shaisim. We actually didn't have this lesson. Kederech shagagaronim shaisim. The way the shasyonim, the people who drink a lot. The way they drink. What's in the kudav here? The way Rashi says it should be meshubach. You want to say the way it's the way it should, you want to say something. The way something is meshubach, you don't say kederech shagagaronim shaisim. Agagaronim means the people who are they drink a lot. That doesn't mean that it's meshubach. It's a different word. It means it's a very it's the way drunks drink. Drunks when they drink the wine, they drink it very strong. So if it's mosel completely, it's not kederech shagagaronim shaisim. And the same thing by bosa. Kederech shaganovim loichlim. The ganovim when they eat the meat. They eat the meat, not fully cooked. Nice people, civilized people, they sit down to supper and they eat the meat well done. And the ganovim, the grubby people who can't wait, they eat the meat before it's fully cooked. So there the hadgosh is, because this halacha is of zayl v'sayvei, here the hadgosh is on the half, on the part about the meat not being fully cooked. But that's not an explanation of why the meat can't be raw, or why the wine can't be totally uncut. Totally undiluted. Okay, that's even more kederach shagagaronim shaisim. You know, you're looking for kederach shagagaronim shaisim. So they drink the wine very strong. So don't cut it with water at all. You should be chayiv if it's not cut at all. That's even more kederach shagagaronim lechayir kederach shagagaronim shaisim. Or the meat. You don't want she's eating the meat in an unrefined manner. So maybe she's chayiv for eating the meat totally raw. So now the Rambam explains in Aruch HaDalad. No, that everybody's potter, but for different reasons. That's potter not because it lacks in zoyl v'soyve. Zoyl v'soyve, it's very much. But it's potter for a different reason, because it's a mikra. That's such. He's not a Neanderthal. He should eat it raw meat. Raw meat may be very grub, but it's so grub that it's a mikra. It's not shayach that he should continue to be. You know, he can't continue that way. And the same thing. Raw wine is very zayil v'sayde, but it's a mikra. It's not shayach that he should keep it up. So that's the chiluk in the Rambam. First, the Rambam says the halacha of zayil v'sayde, and the halacha of zayil v'sayde is the wine should be. The main emphasis here is that the wine should be not fully diluted. It should be strong wine. Of course, the emphasis is not totally undiluted. It's not totally raw either. That's the emphasis. The Rambam can't just say in Halacha Beis that he should drink the wine not mozuk. That's not true. He doesn't drink the wine not mozuk. It's mozuk vein and mozuk. So that's the emphasis, that it's mozuk vein and mozuk. But the emphasis is that it shouldn't be totally mozuk. And the same thing with the basar. He can't say he should drink the basar, he should eat the basar chai, because that's not emphasis. We're not talking about eating chai. We're talking about eating it semi-cooked. But the point of Halacha Beis is that the meat should be semi-cooked and not cooked, because that's the zoyl v'soyve. The point of Halacha Dalet is to explain. So if already, so why not go whole hog and say that the wine should be totally chai, and say that the basar should be totally chai and the yayin should be totally chai? Says the Rambam, no, that's constrained by a different factor, because that would be a mikra v'enam yochalim moshek b'zeh. I think that's the poshim shad over here in the Rambam. This Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, and this halacha about basar being chai and ein chai, and mevushal ein mevushal, the Yerushalmi says that if it was totally chai, so he's a kelev, and if it was totally mevushal, then he's a barnash, and he's a barnash, he's a ben adam, he's a mensh. So I thought the Rambam, that's very much with the Rambam. That's the point. If he ate it totally chai, so he's a kelev. That's can't keep it up. That's a mikra. That's not normal human behavior. So that's for sure potter, because it has to be something that's normal. It's able to continue. You know, not something that he did to get into a sorority or something, some crazy thing. But on the other hand, if he eats the meat totally cooked, so he's a mensch. That's menschlich. And the whole point of Ibn Sayyid Mur is that he's Zayl Vasaybi, he's not Menschluch. So that's the in between. It's not Chai and it's not Mavushal. He's not a Caleb on the one end, but he's not a Mensch either. He's a Psa'avilda Mensch. So that's the Achil of Ibn Sayyid Mur. Akabonim, if this is true, I think it's very Ashman Ram this way. So then Zachinu, that in Halacha Beis, The Rambam is not telling me halachas about not being nimshach, not being. It's not halachas. That's halacha dalad is halacha not being enam yochli moshav b'zeh. Halacha base is halachas of zoyel v'sayder. In other words, in halacha base, the Rambam didn't put in everything. In halacha base, the Rambam put in things that go together of zoyel v'sayder. Things that are other pturim, the ptur of you know being a kelev enam yochli moshav b'zeh. That's not an halacha base. In the halachas in piyak kabbalah. That the Rambam has later in halacha dalad. Halacha base is totally devoted to the topic of. The definition, it's halachas from Piyah Kabbalah, but the halachas from Piyah Kabbalah are definitions of what is it? What is this achila of zoyel v'sayla? And if that's the case, so this connects to the Gemara before. If that's the case, the Rambam also has an halacha base that he should buy yayin b'zoyel and basar b'zoyel. If yayin b'zoyel and basar b'zoyel was like Rashi, that he's getting this, he's getting it at a bargain, so therefore it'll be more addictive, then it will not belong in halacha base. It will belong maybe more in halacha dalet. So look, that's a big seer to what I wanted to say, that the Rambam learned that yayin b'zoyel and basar b'zoyel means cheap wine. And the Rambam's a shittosi, he doesn't have yayin italki. Rashi can't learn that way because yayin italki is Rashi learned that yayin italki is expensive wine, so it can't be that there's halacha of cheap wine. But I thought the Rambam learned that yayin b'zoyel means yayin b'zoyel is. The Rambam learned that yayin b'zoyel is part of the zoyel v'sayve. It's cheap wine. Drunks when they go to the liquor store, they buy cheap whiskey. Why don't they buy expensive whiskey? They buy expensive whiskey, so what, you know, they'll get a little bit of whiskey. You know, they want a lot of whiskey, so they buy cheap whiskey. They go to the store, they buy cheap wine. So that's zoyel v'sayve. Guy is zoyel v'sayve. He buys basar b'zoyel and yayin b'zoyel. That's part of that's halacha basic. Belongs to halachas of what's called the zoyel v'sayve. And the Rambam doesn't have this notion of yayin ayitalki. Anybody have a Rama? I want to talk to check something. You know, I asked yesterday, what does Rambam do with italki? The Maaseh says italki in the Mishnah. So I had a hatsum. Maybe Rambam holds italki means cheap wine. Who knows? Maybe it means cheap wine. I looked around. The only thing I found is that this Gemara, the Yayin Italki, is very strong. Gemara in Arabic. It doesn't say if it's very good, it just says it's very strong. It's a mishaka. So maybe that's what it means. And then I had another suggestion. Maybe the Rambam, Yayin Italki, means that the loig should be the pure wine and not the water. That's what it means. Chatsi loig mi Yayin Italki, meaning not the water part, the part that comes to the part that's the Yayin Italki, not the. I made this a different. But there's another chat. The Rama says different gisa. The Rama says not yayin ha italki, it's chatsi loig mi yayin bi italki. And it means the loig should be an Italian loig, because it's a Mishnah Kalim. I don't know if the Rama calls it a Mishnah, but Mishnah Kalim says that it talks about, I forgot where it is, I have it in maybe I have it still here because I looked it up. Perek Yizayin Mishnah Yud Aleph. Midas halach v'ayovish shiurin be'italki. That the midas halach v'ayovish are given in the previous mishnayos in italki midas zumid boris, which are equivalent to midas of midboris, as opposed to later when they were meisif in they were meisif later ala midas. Al kaponim, there's a concept of midas be'italki. So the Rama says the gift's not yayin italki, it's chatsi loy be'yayin be'italki. It's an Italian lug. Maybe that's the Rambam too. I said, why didn't the Rambam say a lug eitalki? Because that's a stam lug. A lug midbari is a stam lug. I'm going to check something. But that's the way. Iron, right? I'm just wondering how the Ramal brings the dinner behind Brazil. Oh, that's very good. It's Ramal Shitosa. The Ramal is going as Yayin B'italki, not Yayin Ha'italki, like I said before. He learns it's going on the Shir Lug. And the Ramal adds, Uman de Meforesh Ha'italki Ayayin, anybody who learns that Ha'italki is qualifying the Yayin, Lechosh Lekimche. That's an insult. He's I don't know exactly the etymology of the insult, but it's an insult. Like Kaz Lachostakim, he doesn't care about his flower. I don't remember what's that. But Kabbalah, he's why is he so disparaging about this trap? What's so terrible? So there goes Hayitalki, there goes Bitalki. There is such a thing as Yayin Hayitalki. There is Gemara, but Yayin Hayitalki. More in Erevin, it's Meshachet Fei. Well, what does he want? What's so terrible about the pshat of Yayin Hayitalki? But yeah, to answer his question, there are Master Shitosik, because there are Mal over here by Yayin Bezoil. He has to buy Yayin Bezoil. So he doesn't say, like I'm saying in the Rambam, because that shows that he's a Zoil of a Soviet, that he's a grubber guy who buys cheap wine. That he doesn't say. But he says that Yayin Bezoil, the idea of Yayin Bezoil, is that more along the lines of Rashi, that if he gets cheap, so it's more Moshech, because if it's very expensive, he's not going to be able to, how much could he steal already? So it's more Moshech if he's able to get it cheap. Okay, fine. But then there are my ads, but that doesn't mean he got a bargain. You know, he got it somewhere on eBay. Because he says, then it's even more not, that, then it's for sure not Moshech. Every time he's going to get a bargain. It means that at the Shar HaShuk, he bought it cheap. It means at the regular prices, he bought it for cheap. Because if he's buying it for expensive, he's not going to be able to keep it up. So he's learning that this is why, that at a regular price, is cheap. So how could it be Yayin Meshubach? So that's why the Ramah Lashitos said, you can't be Geres Hayitalki, you have to be Geres Bitalki. Well, if you Geres Hayitalki, you didn't notice the next Gemara about Yayin Bezoil. That's very similar. In that Cheshbon, it's similar to what I'm saying in the Ramah. But I'm saying that I'm different in this regard, that the Ramah still has the notion that it's Meshich because it doesn't cost him so much money. My feeling was, since the Ram put in halacha beis, and halacha beis, all the halachas of zoil v'soive, the halachas of being meishich are more in halacha dalad, which means the Ram learned that the mile of yayin bezoil, the reason why he's more chayav for yayin bezoil is not because it's cheap, but because it's cheap wine, because it's grub of wine kederach shagar garam shleisim. That's that gush in the Ram of kederach shagar garam shleisim. Okay, see you later. Then where it says, "Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael Damit Shavai, Ochel Bosom Aliyach Veshos Yain Megitei Ein Nasiv and Soyer Mer." So Bosom Aliyach means that it's old meat. As the meat gets old, it starts to lose the meaty taste, and the salt starts to come out. So Bosom Aliyach is old meat. He ate old meat, and he drank Yain Megitei that's still fermenting. Ein Nasiv and Soyer Mer. And Rashi says, "Cause not Moshech." Nan Hosom, right? What does Rashi say? Lechoshiv alei mimshuch. Again, the Rambam is for a different hesber. It's a mikra. Ve'enom yochli moshuch b'zeh. That's not the same as Rashi. Rashi is saying it's not meshubuch, so it's not addictive. The Rambam says a different word. That it's not. It's a mikra. Ve'enom yochli moshuch b'zeh. It's very. It's a kelev. It's something that's not normal people don't eat raw meat, or normal people. No, I'm sorry. One second. No, they're right. But they're right. I just didn't read it. Yeah, that's why. I'm sorry. In that halacha dalad, Ram puts this halacha in halacha dalad with the halacha of raw meat. Just like Ram said, raw meat. It's a mikra. Einam yochli moshech b'zeh. The Ram continues v'chein. So Ram learns that this halacha is also it's halacha dalet. It's but it's not like Rashi. It's not meshubach, and therefore you won't be so addictive. But it's something. It's the other extreme. It's something that it's a mikra. It's not something. It's a kelev d'gachil. It's something that's very difficult for most people to do, and therefore most people are geg on it, and therefore einam yochel li'moshech b'zeh. So it's the other. So both in Rashi and the Rambam, it's not Moshech, but it's different. Rashi means it's not the best wine that's going to be. You know, it's a regular wine. It's not the best wine. In the Rambam, it's the other extreme. It's a mikra, something that nobody would drink, and therefore enam yochli Moshech b'zeh. So the Gemara there has a shaila. Tan hosam erev tishu b'av layochel erem shnei tashilim layochel b'osu v'lish diayin. By the suda mafsekes, you're not allowed to have shnei tashilim, and you're not allowed to have b'osu and yayin. Two choshem b'tana. That he is allowed to have. And what is the definition of Bosom Aliyach and Yayin Megitoi? Bosom Aliyach ad Kama, Omer Avchanina Bar Kano, calls Manshu Kishlomim. So Shnei Yom of Lailechot. And after that point, it's already called Bosom Aliyach. The Yayin Megitoi ad Kama, calls Manshu Taisis. But Tanya, what is Yayin Taisis? Yayin Taisis, Amish Megili, Vachamat Sisos, Shlesha Yomim. So that's over there by Yisudah Mafsekis. So the Marzah Shana, Hochamai. What about over here? Here we also have that concept of Yayin Megiddin and Basam Aleich. Does it have the same definition of Kozman, Kishlomim, Shayyomim? And does the Yayin have the same definition of 3 days? Or maybe not. Maybe it's different. Maybe Hosa Mishum Simchu. There the reason is because Basar and Yayin are Mesameach. So Kozman, Kishlomim, Nami Yispe Simcha. So the first, until it starts to get pretty old, 2 days, it's still the Basar is still Mesameach to some degree. So Tisha B'Av not allowed to be Mesameach at all. Erev Tisha B'Av not allowed to be Mesameach at all. So you have to wait till after it's after it's Kishlam. You have to wait till the third day. And I guess the Ayin Megiddin also, you know, it has to be, is once it's past 3 days, so it's already starts to be Mesameach. But Hocham Yishum Mimshuchihu. Over here, the idea is because it's not, it shouldn't be, because the Ptur is because not Meshach. Ubekol Shulei Mimshuch. Maybe even after a little bit of time, the Bosh is not Meshach anymore, because it's not so Meshubach. So maybe Rashi learns, maybe even after 1 day it's already not, he's already not a ben sarah mer. It's still mesameach to a certain degree, but it's not the best meat, it's not meshubach, and if it's not meshubach, it's not meshach. V'yayin ad arbaim yoim, and maybe when it comes to wine, maybe to be chayav for ben sarah mer, it has to be 40 days old. Because to be meshach, it has to be meshubach. It's not called meshubach till after 40 days. We're not pashut the shayla. That's how Rashi learns. Let's see Rashi inside. So that's the Gemara's bayah. Lefi Rashi, everything here is as Moshech. So it's really the bayah is a matter of degree. The Tutsdorim of the bayah are a matter of degree. How Meshubach does it have to be in order to be Moshech? Is it like Sudam Afsekas that it's Meshubach, that 2 days is Meshubach, the second day is still Meshubach enough to be Moshech? Or maybe no, here, to be Meshach, it has to be super Meshubach. Maybe it has to be 1 day old, fresh meat. Same thing with the Yayin. Do I say that after 3 days it's already Meshach to a certain degree, enough to be a Ben Sarah Meir? Or maybe by Ben Sarah Meir, to be Meshach, it has to be better than that, it has to be 40 day old wine. It has to be very Meshubach. That's in Rashi's world. Lefi the Rambam, on the other hand, the Tzodi Habaya, I think, are more stark. The Tzodi Habaya are. Is the Ptur because it's a mikra ve'en lo miyochel yimashach ba? It's something that nobody does. So then it's poshut that the shear has to be kishlamim, 3 days old. 2 day old meat, you can't say en lo miyochel yimashach ba, it's a mikra, nobody does it. People shlamim that way. So obviously it's a normal achila, 2 days is a normal achila. So the tzad that the shear should be 3 days is that it's a mikra. In which case 2 days still have been sarah mer. What's the tzad that it should only be 1 day? That's the tzad that maybe has to be Meshubach. Even in the Rambam, we're going to have to learn the tzad that has to be 1 day old, even more fresh than Basar Shlamim. We're going to have to learn is that the Rambam is going to have to concede that here we have creeping into the Gemara the concept that maybe it has to be Meshubach. The same thing with the Yayin. If the Ptur is 3 day old, if the Ptur is 3 days, the first 3 days only, so that's because it's a mikra, like it said in the Rambam. On the other hand, if you need 40 days, that means because maybe it has to be Meshubach. This would be the first time that we're encountering Aliba Daramam, the concept of something having to be Meshubach for Ben Sarah Meir to be high upon it. And up till now, we never thought of such a thing as Meshubach and Ben Sarah Meir. The surprising thing is that the Rambam doesn't bring this by at all. The Rambam was saying, we read the Rambam. Bosom Aliyah, we're Meshlishi Lichosli, Ashishosli Yayin Mikit. Well, Yayin Mikit, the Rambam doesn't define. Presumably, it's the same definition as you have by Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av, the Rambam says it's Shlishi Yom. And by Basri, it's in Tevish. Ochal Basim, Aliyach, V'yem, Ashlishi, L'mi, Chosay. Then I said, hey, let me ask, what's going on? And the Gemara said, Bayad L'Yishita. It's a Bayad L'Yishita, we should pass in the Kula. How can you kill if a Ben Sarah Meir ate Basar that was on the second day? So the Rambam is Chayim. Why should he be Chayim? It's a Bayad L'Yishita, so Suffolk, she should be Potter. There are Ravazi asked this, I think, or the Keshem Mishnah, somebody asked. Yes. The Ravazi asked. And the truth is, in the light of what we're saying, in a way, I'm happy the Rambam is mashmid with it. Because it's a very troublesome, I mean, it's a shred that he's mashmid with it. But maybe Rambam didn't give something more. Because, in a way, in the Rambam, it's a very troublesome bio. The whole thrust that we've had so far in the Rambam is that the Rambam doesn't have this notion of Mishulach. And on the contrary, the Rambam learns Bosser b'zoil and Yayim b'zoil means it has to be cheap your Bosser and cheap your Yayim. The Gagaronim don't buy the good wine, they buy the cheap wine, they buy the cheap meat. So all of a sudden we have Halacha has to be Meshulach. Yeah, so it's at the end of the world, we'll say, well, you know, even for the Gagaronim it has to be a little bit Meshulach, it can't be Ayin V'Yitoy. Even for the Ganovim, so they eat cheap meat, but it can't be meat that's 3 days old. That much they wouldn't do. That's far not Meshulach. Well, nice, it's a difficult thing. The Rambam is mashmit this Gemara. Maybe it has to do with a different issue also. We were talking yesterday that the Rambam holds that anything that has to do with Hashem Sofer, this concept of Meshubach has to do with Hashem Sofer. Right, the Zohar of the Sofer is in the here and now. The things that he's potter because it lacks in Zohar of the Sofer, those have to do with right now is he's Zohar of the Sofer. No, the Isser is to be Zohar of the Sofer now. Pasuk says Zohar of the Sofer. So the Pturim of those things that lack in Zohar of the Sofer, they have to do with right now. But Pturim that have to do with the thing not being Meshach, those belong to Al Shem Sofer. Like a Bas is potter because ain't Darkil, the Meshach Achat HaVeser, Ram says. That has to do with Al Shem Sofer. The Pturim that have to do with Hashem Sofer, we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring Hashem Sofer at all in the Yah. He doesn't mention it. Only the Mori Nebuchim. We talked through a lot. But the Rambam learns that, and the Rambam learns that Hashem Sofer belongs to Gzeres Melech. Like the Yerushalmi says that Abbas is Gzeres Melech. And the Rambam says it because it lacks in Hashem Sofer, because it ain't in darkly Moshe Chachat HaVisel. But the Rambam, but the Yerushalmi says, Gemara says it's Gzeres HaKosu. The Yerushalmi says it's Gzeres Melech. So if it's Gzeres Melech, but the Rambam says it has to do with the fact that she's not Nimshe Chachat HaVisel. So I suggested the other day that the Rambam learned that that's called Zeres Melech, meaning what we're really concerned about is the lava of Leisaych Leladom and Zoyl of the Soyve. We're not really concerned with Hashem Soyve. That's not our business, the Hashem Soyve. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's business. That's the Kavshe Rechmono. But when the Torah said Beferis, sometimes the Torah steps in and gives me a Zeres Melech, that in this case, the Ben Soyve Mer is Potter, because the Torah, in the Yard of Torah, Leisaych Taitai, the Torah saw that that's not Meshach. By a Bas, it's not going to be Meshach. But it needs a Zeres Melech. Or the Yishami says also Xeris Melech is going to Mishal Oviv and not Mishal Acherim, because the Gemara says Al-Shechichalei. That has to do with that. The Shechichalei has to do with Hashem Sofer. So the Yor, the Torah, Xeris Melech, the Torah stepped in and said, the Xeris Melech is that it's only going to Mishal Oviv and not Mishal Acherim, because in the Yor, the Torah, the Sevdaiti, in the Hashem Sofer, the Torah saw that if he's going to Mishal Oviv, there's more Hashem Sofer than if he's going to Mishal Acherim. So in the Rambam scheme of things, anything that belongs to Hashem Sofer belongs to, it has to be a Xeris Melech. It can't just be a Svar. So if that's the case, so here we're talking about, if we have this Gersh in the Gemara, you know, the Rambam brings it, leaves it out. I don't know if you have the Gersh, but if we have this Gersh in the Gemara, so it says in the Gemara that there's a Ptur, because it's not Meshubach. The wine, this, the meat, it's not one day old, it's not Meshubach. So what's wrong if it's not Meshubach? So it won't be Meshach. So there is a concept of not being Meshach. By a Bas, there's a concept of not being Meshach. God and Mishal over, there's a concept of not being Meshach. But it needs a Gilui, it needs some kind of Xeris Melech. Either halacha mipi haKabbalah, you know, Gadim Shalovim apparently is halacha l'Moshe Misimei. The Rishonim says Gzeres Melech. Where's the Gzeres Melech? So it must be a Torah about that. Halacha l'Moshe Misimei. The Rambam says halacha mipi haKabbalah. Ben v'leibas is a miut. Hakapana, we need a Gzeres Melech. So if there would be a miut, if there would be a halacha that the meat, if it's 2 days old, he's potter because it's not meishich and it lacks an al shem soifoi, it would require a Gzeres Melech. It would need a Gzeres Hakosov. Or halacha mipi haKabbalah, it would need to say somewhere. We couldn't just say in Svara that we're going to pater the person for eating the Ben Tzoyim Mori, ate 2 days old meat, because it's going to lack an Al Shem Sofer. The Rambam holds, to get to Al Shem Sofer, you have to have Xeris Melech. You have to have Xeris HaKosel. So here, there's no Xeris HaKosel. It's not a pasuk anywhere. can't be halacha mipia kabbalah because it's a bay in the Gemara. Obviously, it wasn't halacha mipia kabbalah. So in the Rambam's, in Rashi holds everything's leimim shach. Rashi holds that the leimim shach is we could decide the leimim shach, the mim shach. No, we can decide about some cipher. We can determine. Nisan has to be Ayin Italki. Where's the Xeris Melech about Ayin Italki? And we decide Ayin Italki. It's not Italki. Not the best wine. It's not Meshach. No, in Rashi's world, it's up to the Chachamim to determine what things are Meshach because we have to have the Al Shem Cipher. But in the Rambam's world, nothing is Al Shem Cipher except those things with Torah's Megala Beferish. Vast Torah's Megala Beferish. You know, the Mishal Ovid, the Mishal Achem, Torah's Megala Beferish. But just Misfar B'Alma, you can't just say it's not Meshach and Misfar B'Alma Pathim and Sarah. So I thought here also the Ram Lashitosa, it's very hard to have this bayah. You know, maybe the Ram didn't have the bayah. I'll tell you that. It's hard to have the bayah. Because, or maybe the Ram held even if it is a bayah. But the halach is not the way, because the Yerushalmi says that only these three things are Xeris Melech, and anything else is not Xeris Melech, so we can't just make up new Xeris Melechs. Maybe that's why the Ram maybe had the bayah, but since the Gemara is not Peshit, so the Ram is Peshit. To make up a new Xeris Melech, we're not going to do. Rav Shimon said, the Yerushalmi said that there's only three things that are Xeris Melech over here. Not a fourth. So, I don't have Dor Brum over here. No, Lamai said, can't get away. It's a Bay in the Gemara, and the Ram was Mashmutit. Could be the Ram didn't have the Girsa. If the Ram didn't have the Girsa, I think it's Meduik, it's Meduik the Ram didn't have the Girsa. Because in the Ram's scheme, this whole Bay is a very problematic Bay. They're going to make a new Ptur and Sarah Merah of something that's not Meshach. There are things that are potter because they're not Moshech. Bas is potter because it's not, she's actually not in the Chachat Avisa. But the Gemara calls it a Xeris Melech. Xeris Melech is that she's potter because she's not in the Chachat Avisa. It needs Xeris Melech. Al Shem Sofer needs Xeris Melech. The Ram doesn't even mention Al Shem Sofer. So here to say, so the Ram doesn't even mention Al Shem Sofer, and all of a sudden, Svarug going to potter Ben Sarah Murray because it's not Moshech and it lacks Al Shem Sofer. The Ptur of Bosser, that's real Maliyah, that's 3 days old, that's not Al Shem Sofer. That's a different Ptur. It's not an Achil at all, it's a Kelev. That's not an Achil. He's not as old as a Sofer because you can't keep it up. It's a bet. It's something you did on a wager, but it's not called Zoyl of a Sofer. But to say there's a Ptur is not Meshubuch, that the Ram doesn't have at all. I looked in the back of the Franklin Rambam to see if they say anything about this. Really, this is why the Rambam is mashmid. So they quote some Echon. I didn't really check it out. And then the end, he quoted, look in some sefer, Psicho Lahalochas Psukes from Rabbi Yehudoi Goyim, that he brings a girsa temonis in this Gemara. By the way, I was curious to see maybe another girsa in the Gemara. So the sefer very hard to find. It's not online. But the live has it, so I looked it up. It's a sefer from a scholar. It's a sefer halachas pesukos from Rabbi Yehudoi Goyim, and this fellow, I forgot his name, Danzig, I think. Anyway, he wrote a whole thick book, an introduction. I don't know what the book is about, but I looked up this particular thing, and he brings there a footnote. There's a footnote there. He brings a girsa. It's in the back of the Fakir Rambam. I think it's. Sichel Alochus Pesukos, page 516. So he brings the attacker a girsa. I don't know if the girsa makes so much sense. He brings the girsa as follows. He changes. If you look in the Gemara itself, but the Gemara says, Hochamai. Let's pick it up from there. Hochamai. You have it? Let's go ahead and follow inside, because we're just going to change two words. Hochamai. Hoso Nishim Simchuhu. Calls manshu kishlam nami is be simcha. Hocha mishum im shuchehu. Calls manshu kishlam im loy mimshuch. V'yayin ar arboim yoyim. So instead of uve chosu loy mimshuch, it has calls manshu kishlam im loy mimshuch. But very hard. Perhaps this is a mistake, this gist doesn't make any sense. So what's the Hochamai? You're saying it's the same, but the Hochamai was that maybe it's different. And then we're saying, but it's the same. And also the words don't even make some sense. Chosman Shukishlamim, it would be yes, Nimshach, Nimshach, not Nimshach. Now, what's the Yayin Arabam Yayin? That is different, so. I don't know. I suspect this case is just a mistake. Just putting the words from before. So, anyway, any of that, I don't know. So, anyway, I don't know what to do. I don't believe this case is really such a big messiah like you thought. Alright, the Sarachin. Why the Ram left this, left out this bayah? It's good, Lashitosli, but the Maisa, it's hard to buy. Okay, the Gagarat, I'm not going to do with you. Go to the Amid base. Yochal Lechavur's Mistral. There are two dots. Do Adam do this yet? I don't know where the Adam told him. Do Adam do this next Gemara? I have a show of hands. Who's done this Gemara?
The kids.
Yes. Well, we're also doing it for kids here. We're going to go. Yeah, we'll do a little bit. So that's the Gemara. Ochal Lechavur's Mistral. Right, the Mishnah said Ochal Lechavur's Mistral's Potter. So my ass, I'm Rabbi Abo. Mar says, "Om Rabbi Abo, ain't a chayev at sheyechol bechabur shekulo shriken." It has to be the whole chabur are shriken. Shriken means they're low lives, violent people. The Rambam called them reikim uchusim. I think what the Rambam called them reikonim uchusim. Now people would vote for Trump. So the Gemara says, "V'ya nan tnan, ochel b'chaburis mitzvah in an asiv and sarim layer." It says, but we learned in the Mishnah that a chaburis mitzvah is not an asiv and sarim layer. Time of the mitzvah, halav the mitzvah, afagav the lav kula shikin. So the Gemara answers, "Ochem ashmalon, afagav the kula shikin, came to the mitzvah ka'osik loy mimshuch." Not so clear exactly what's in the kasha in the first place. It's two different things. There's a p'tur of mechaburis mitzvah, and then there's a requirement that it should be kulas shriken. The Gemara's teretz is chayav pashut. Yes, it has to be kulas shriken, but if it's a chaburis mitzvah, you're potter. Which is the ma'aseh of the Gemara's teretz. Also, the lashon of the Gemara's teretz is shah. Gemara should answer. What do I have to give in the sinas tam? The Gemara should answer. Chaburis mitzvah, afagav the kulas shriken, and chaburis mitzvah is potter, afagav the kulas shriken, and lav kulas shriken is potter, even though it's not a chaburis mitzvah. But it's two different things, like we had before the Gemara. Hikif hazochen, afapi that there's no gimel chadoshim, and gimel chadoshim, even though it wasn't hikif hazochen. These are two independent things; they run on separate tracks. But I don't understand the Gemara's kash exactly in the first place. And I don't understand why the Gemara just answer two different issues. Is it a chaburis mitzvah? You're potter. Not a chaburis mitzvah. You're chayiv. Is it kulas shriken? You're chayiv. Not kulas shriken, then you're potter. Which is in effect the Gemara's teretz. But the Gemara has to throw in an extra. Well, in the teretz, we have to give a hesber that it's lay mimshuch. Since it's a mitzvah, it's the lay mimshuch. Then I have another question. The Gemara sounds like the reason why Chaburis Mitzvah is Potter says, the Gemara says, the reason why Chaburis Mitzvah is Potter because it's not Mimshuch. The Rambam says that it's Exeis HaKosel. The Gemara has later on Exeis HaKosel for Achilles Aveir. The Veil Sishkin Trefus Scots and Ramosim, the Gemara brings a Posel. Enenu Shemei B'Kaleinu. So Yotz Zesh, I feel we call Shemayim Enu Shemei. That's immediate on Achilles Aveir, but it's not to do with Achilles Mitzvah. Achilles Mitzvah Pashtus is because it's Lei Mimshuch, like it says in this Gemara. That's how Rashi, I think, learns. But, we'll see the Rashi as we go along. But that's how Rashi learns. But the Rambam says if hoisa achilas mitzvah afilu midivayim, oya achilas avera afilu midivayim. If this achilas was an achilas mitzvah or an achilas avera potter, shenemar einenu shemeya bekalenu, sheeno oiber beachilasu el al kolam yotzu zeh shoiber baal divetera, oisha achola bedvar mitzvah. Because the Rambam says that the miut of einenu shemeya bekalenu is memayit both an achilas mitzvah and an achilas avera. This is what it's in Yushamis Mefurish that way. Shamis is Mefurish that the Meat is also Mayan Nachilis Mitzvah because Tainenu Shemei Bekaleinu Yotzuzu Shu Shemei Bekalov Shabashamai. So there's a drush here also, both to be Mayan Nachilis Mitzvah and to be Mayan Nachilis Nadeh. So if that's the case, so I'm not very sure, why does it have to add the Nukudu to the Slaim Mimshach? Because the Rosh is saying that it's exactly Sakasa, Tainenu Shemei Bekaleinu. Even though it's kula shrikin, but came into the mitzvah kaosik, so it's potter because it says that enoshim ebe kaleinu. So there's a kosov. And even though kvar inu that there could be among, we sometimes exerts a kosov, that exerts a kosov in ben shoyim her, that at the end that at its heart has a svar, like ben v'loy bas, exerts a kosov. The Ram says it's a svar, enim shachachat avisel, or godu mishalodim. So it's halacha mipi akavol. The Rambam says, but the Gemara says that it has a svara. It has a svara inside that this is shchiach lein, this is not shchiach lein. So the two things don't apparently preclude each other. Something might be gzeres hakosuf, gzeres melech. But in the gzeres melech, there's an agenda of al shem soifer. There's an agenda that is lein mimshach. Still, it's not the derech hashas. If anyone wants to say, you know, why is an achilas mitzvah potter? You know, it's a chavusha kulut. So the Gemara should bring the posuk. The Gemara has to bring. You know, if this is more about bas. So it would tell me a svar. It would say, no, it's ben v'lei bas. It happens to be that ben v'lei bas has a rationale, but the mice is a pasuk. The Gemara should bring the pasuk. Why is the Gemara bringing the svar and not the pasuk? If you're Rashi, that's good. It's not a pasuk. It's only a svar. Lein mishuch. That's Rashi in general. That lein mishuch we can make up our own lein mishuch. Yain haitalki, not a pasuk. We can make up our own lein mishuchs. But lefila Rama, the p'tur of achilas mitzvah, and this is also, by the way, you see here again. That the Rama Shita is again proclaiming itself, that even something whose root rationale is Lay Mimshach, it needs a pasuk. Because here we have something the most of the fairish that the Torah of Mitzvah is because it's Lay Mimshach, and the Rama says that it's Exeris Hakosuf. Yishamis is Exeris Hakosuf. So you see that you can't just make up your own Lay Mimshach. That's why the Girsa of the Rama is Doicha and Amud Aleph. I don't know why how he was Doicha, but it is a very problematic for the Rama. It was a problematic. It's a problematic Gemara for the Ram. I'm not surprised the Ram didn't bring it. You know, again, I don't know what he does with it, but you know, where did he put it? You know, where did he hide it? I don't know. But it was a very problematic Gemara for the Ram, because in the Ram's world, even things that have to do with Leim Mimshach, they need a pasuk, because they have to be Exeris Melech. You can't just make up on your own Leim Mimshach. So fine. I'm happy. I'm shalom with the fact that the Gemara says that I don't mind. That the Torah of Achilles Mitzvah has to do with it not being Moshech. But at the end of the day, it's Exeris HaKosuf. The Gemara should bring the Exeris HaKosuf. Why does the Gemara have to bring the Svar? So let's see the next Gemara. I want to come back to this Gemara. Let's see the next Gemara. Gemara says, Ochel Bibra HaChodesh. Right? Another, it's an example of an Achilles Mitzvah. By the Ibra Chodesh, they made a special Suda to be mefarsin that it was Rosh Chodesh. The night of the Ibur, like the night after the 8th of the month, they would be Eilul and Aliyah, and they would have a special Suda, and it would be with the Pirsum, and people would that way would get into the papers that they were Ma'avir the Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Lememe the Bosu V'yayin Moskul. You're telling me that they ate Bosu V'yayin at that Suda? V'atani ain't Eilul lo'el v'pas dogan v'kitni es bilvat? That they ate pas dogan v'kitni es at that Suda. I don't know why, but that's what they ate. So my answer is Hakamash Malo and Afagav they in Oilum Leila Pass for kidney eyes. Viu Osik Bosu Vayayin Vaochil came into the mitzvah Kaosik Leim Mimshuch. Even though he's not eating the right item on the menu, but still, since came into the mitzvah Kaosik Leim Mimshuch. So he also needs a hezbo. The same problem. It's exactly a kosov. So the Gemara should say, even though he's supposed to be eating pas dog of the kidney, yes, and he's eating bosu v'yayin, but the ma'ase he's doing it's an achilas mitzvah, and an achilas mitzvah has a pasuk of an enoshem ebekolim. And if it's an achilus mitzvah, then what's the Gemara's limit? What's going on here? Is he yotzei? Is he doing the mitzvah? Is he not doing the mitzvah? He's doing the mitzvah. The Gemara should answer. He's doing the mitzvah. He has a p'tur and then a shemei b'kalein. And if he's not really doing the mitzvah, then what is the Gemara's teretz? This Gemara also very strange, especially in the Rama scheme that is exes hakosuf achilus mitzvah. So what's this constant recourse to So I think this Gemara is easier to, it's not hard to understand. And I think the pshat in this Gemara is like this, that the Gemara's time it was, the Gemara thought, the Gemara knew it's a pasuk, it's exactly a pasuk, Achilles mitzvah's potter. The Gemara held Achilles mitzvah's potter when the Achilles is a mitzvah. When the Achilles itself, the Mais Achilles is a mitzvah, like Achilles matzah, Achilles Mais Hashemi, that's a mitzvah. So he also, maybe the Sutas could be mitzvah d'rabban also, the Mars and Ferris could be mitzvah d'rabban too, Tanchumi Avelim. But the achilah has to be a mitzvah. So the Gemara's kasha is, he's not doing a mitzvah because he's not eating the right thing. The mitzvah of sudas ibra chodesh is passed on in the kidneys, and he's eating basar v'yayin. So it's not an achilah mitzvah. The basar v'yayin is not the mitzvah. If he was eating passed on in the kidneys, that would be a mitzvah. But he's eating dog. He's eating basar v'yayin. He's not really being mekayim. He's not being mekayim the achilah mitzvah. Maybe we'll see later. Even the basar v'yayin he ate. Well, let's say it like this. He's not being Makai, with this Achille, he's not being Makai of the Achille's Mitzvah. So the Gemara is asking, he's not being Makai of Achille's Mitzvah, so you don't have the Ptur. So the Gemara answers, no. The Maisa, the Achille is not, you know, he's not eating past dog in the kidney. So the Achille is not the right Achille, so it's not like eating matzah. It's not a, in that sense, the Achille itself is not a Mitzvah. But he's certainly being Isaac in the Mitzvah. Because he's being Isaac in the piercing that it's Rish Chodesh. It's a Mitzvah Kaosik. So the Gemara is saying, the gedder of the pasuk, but the Gemara is bringing me the time of leimimshuch to be megala on the gedder of the gzeres hakosuf. The gedder of the gzeres hakosuf is not that the food has to be an achilas mitzvah the way you know that if you didn't eat this food you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. He's not eating wrong foods altogether. The gedder of the mitzvah, my name is Shemei Vekolenu, the gedder of the mitzvah, an achilas mitzvah's potter, is because an achilas mitzvah is not moshech. If he's oisik in a mitzvah, then it's not moshech. So here is he oisik in a mitzvah. Yeah, he's not eating the pasdong of the kidneys, but he's certainly participating in the mitzvah being the fasting of the Shchaydish. He's sitting there at the Suda, he's eating all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with the mitzvah. But he's participating in the mitzvah, so it's the mitzvah ka'asik. So it's like mimshuk. So it goes into the p'tur. That's why the Gemara has to bring the svar. Because the Gemara always knew it's Xeris HaKosov, but the svar is megala on the Xeris HaKosov, that this is the getter of the Xeris HaKosov, whatever, that a mitzvah is not, that it, when he's oisik in a mitzvah, if by the achila he's being oisik in a mitzvah, then it's not mashuch. And Mimeli has the Ptura of Achilles Mitzvah. That's the Lashon Gemara. Came with the Mitzvah Ka'osik. Meaning, yeah, the Basar V'yayin is not part of the Mitzvah, but it's certainly Isaac in the Mitzvah. So that's enough to be Lo Mimshech, and Mimeli has the Ptura. So perhaps in the same light, we could explain the other Gemara about Batsrikim. Not exactly the same, but a similar kind of structure.
But we're still doing the Mitzvah, right? There's nothing
lacking. What?
There's nothing lacking in the Mitzvah.
The first Gemara. No, it's not exactly in the parallel, but I'm saying this in the structure of the Gemara. The Gemara thought the Pasuk was one way, and now it's being Megala, the trap in the Pasuk. And maybe the trap is like this. The Gemara is Kasha, the Chakil, it's hard to understand. What does the Gemara want? The Chabur is Mitzvah's Pasuk. What does that do with Shrikim? You know. Hikifazokan, Afrikisho, it's two different requirements. It has to be a Chabur Shkul Shrikim, and it can't be an Achilles Mitzvah. Like, what does the Gemara want? So perhaps we could say along the same lines that the Gemara, the Chakil, thought that the Ptur of Achilles Mitzvah is because they gathered l'shem mitzvah. The chabur was l'shem shemayim. Okay, I have no chazavelis. The Gemara talks about sudas mireyus. The Abel is also in sudas mireyus. But if it was an achil l'shem shemayim, you know, they gathered together not for mireyus. They gathered together l'shem shemayim. So then it's mutter. Certain parameters. The Gemara thought a chabur is mitzvah means that they gathered together l'shem shemayim. And the Kula Srikin, the Chabur Shekula Srikin, that's for sure not true. They didn't gather together with Shem Shemayim. They gathered together to have a party. So that's in West Kasha. It says that a Chabur is mitzvah, if they gather together with Shem Shemayim, you potter. But apparently, if they gather together just for a business lunch, then he's chayek. And how are you telling me the other extreme? It has to be a Chabur Shekula Srikin, that they're gathering together just to have a, just to be wild. So the Gemara answers no. It doesn't matter if they're doing Shem Shemayim. The tour, the gender of the Hosan. Of Achilles Mitzvah is not that they had to gather, that they gathered together, they were mischabel l'shem shemayim. The Tzor Moira has to be not eating by himself, it has to be with Chabur Shekula Shikin. The Gemara thought that there's a Ptur if the Chabur was L'Shem Shemayim. They gathered together L'Shem Mitzvah. So that already, the Gemara sees attention. Telling me, you're only Ptur if they gather together for L'Shem Mitzvah. But if they gather together neutral, so you're Chayiv. Now you're telling me that the Chiyah, that has to be the gather together for Chabur Shekul Shrikin. That the Chibur was for Shrikinness. So that's a Kasha. So you know that's not the Pshat. It's not the Ptur of L'Shem Mitzvah. Is not that they have that they gather together L'Shem Shemayim. Maybe they gather together because they're for Shrikin. The Ptur is that even though they got together for Shrikin, and they're but L'maisa they're b'mitzvah kosik, they're doing a mitzvah, so it's like Mimshuch. Even people who are gathering together Shrikin, people come, I don't know, they came to the, you know, like people go to Shalom Zocher to get drunk. They went there to Shalei L'Shem Mitzvah. They went there for Shrikin. But B'mitzvah Ka'osik, so it's Lei Mimshuch. They're not going to have such a good time like they think, because it's Lei Mimshuch. So that's the Gemara, again, it's unless in the same pattern as the Gemara later. What the Gemara now is explaining is Pshat and Pasuk. The Gemara L'Chatchilah of Pshat and Pasuk is that if they gather together L'Shem Shemayim, they're Potter, and that's a Kasha, because now you're telling me the opposite extreme, that they're only Potter, he's only Chayiv if they gather together B'l Shekul Shrikin. But if they gather together for a stam, a neutral kind of gathering, so does Mireus, it's not a Chabur Shekul Shrikin, but it's not exactly a Chabur L'Shem Mitzvah either. So that was the most question in between. What was this Chabur? On the one end, the Mishnah, on the one end we have a member that they have to be a Chabur Shekul Shrikin, that means they gather together L'Shem Ha'ilulus, L'Shem Reikonus Ubchizus, on the one hand, but if it's less than that, then he's not Chayav. On the other hand, we're telling me, no, it has to be a Chabur L'Shem Shemayim. They have to gather in order to be potter. It has to be a chabur l'shem shemayim, and anything that's not a chabur l'shem shemayim is chayav aspen soyer mer. So that's the tension. That's the stira. So Mer says, no, that's not the pshat. It doesn't matter if they gather together l'shem shemayim. What matters is the achil itself a mitzvah? Are they doing the mitzvah with this achila? Maybe that's not why they're gathering together. They were mischaber because they're shrikin. They were mischaber l'shem what shrikin gathered together for. But the ma'isa, you can't get away from the fact that they're doing an achilas mitzvah. If they're doing an achilas mitzvah, so it's loy mimshuch, and that's the pshat in the pasuk. That if it's an achilas mitzvah, it's like mitzvah. Same as skon as the Gemara says in the next piece of Gemara. So the Gemara came at it from two sides. The first Gemara came at it from a halam, you know, that maybe the p'tur is that maybe the p'tur of mitzvah is that they gather together l'shem shemayim. The Gemara says, no, that's not the p'tur. The p'tur is that it's like that they're doing the mitzvah and it's like mitzvah. And they could be gathering together altogether not l'shem shemayim. They could be gathering together chabur shekul l'srikin. But the mice they're doing mitzvah. They're doing mitzvah, it's like mitzvah. And the next Gemara comes at it from an opposite extreme. The Gemara thought the p'tur is that the achil itself is a mitzvah. Maybe that's the getter of the pasuk. The achil itself is a mitzvah. If that's the case, over here, what mitzvah? He's not eating past dog of the kidneys. He's eating the wrong thing. Everybody else is eating matzah and mor, and he's eating a basar v'yai. So it's not an achilas mitzvah. The Gemara says, no, but at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah kosik. Still being Isaac in Ibrahim Chaydash. He's being Isaac in the piercing of Ibrahim Chaydash. In the mitzvah, he's participating. So not, his achila maybe is not part of the mitzvah, but he's participating in the mitzvah. So that still goes into the Torah of Loi Mimshach. Maybe we'll do one more Gemara because I think it fits into this Gemara also. Take 5 more minutes. The next Gemara says, Ochel Maisa Sheini B'Yushalayim. Says the Gemara, "Came the chiurchiu kaachel to the kaachel eloy mimshuch." That's okay. What the Gemara wants, she says, it's a mitzvah. It's an achilas mitzvah. Where it says, "Came the chiurchiu the kaachel eloy mimshuch." So, Dr. Ashi, what does it mean? The chiurchei. I'll actually, I'm going to skip. We'll talk about it next time. The chiurchei, kederech mitzvosai, nemar ba'boker ba'tzayinu ba'yayinu ba'sheicher ba'maisu sheni. Not clear what Ashi wants to do. What does Ashi say? You know, maybe this, I'll just leave you the puzzle with them. We'll come back to this next time. Let's work. What does Ashi want? Taisha right there in the Ashi. That's the Shachman Yurche. Very cryptic to Ashi. You work on it for a while, and then we'll revisit this Ashi.
Once the Gemara is mechadish, it's enough to be asik b'mitzvah.
Just a second.